We want to look tonight in Psalm 118, and we want to read one verse, and we've titled our message, Facing Another Day. And it's something that we need to be reminded of every day, because every day is faced with challenges, is faced with things that were unexpected. Every day is faced with things we do expect. And so this is kind of a challenge tonight on how to face another day. And so before we read this one verse, I want to ask a question, and you can do it by raising hands. Is there anyone that got up this morning, or whatever time it was, some sleep late, some get up early, everybody's on a different schedule, but is there anybody this morning that got up without a problem or without an ache or a pain? I don't see any hands being raised, because we all face, what was that? Oh, you didn't have no aches or pains? You're still young. Jeffrey didn't have an ache or pain. Well, praise the Lord for that. But every one of us are faced with things. And really, you know, age, where it used to be, really has no boundaries. Because if you really see some of the things that people are faced with, I was actually talking to somebody this week, and what generations that are behind, or that are behind us, if you will. I was actually talking to someone, I believe it was yesterday, and it was actually today, matter of fact. When I was growing up, before I ever started school, if I was kind of acting up or being mischievous, I was the only one at home at the time, because with six children, which my mother and dad had, six children, we were all different ages. And I was the youngest, and everybody else had started school. And I was the only one left at home. And there were times that maybe I was being a little contrary, that my mother would just kick me out of the house. She would just say, go outside and play. And then she would just, you know, and she wasn't worried. I mean, I had a creek. And I had all kinds of things, and she knew that I wouldn't get but so far. But I would spend hours and hours and hours, and then when it was time for lunch or about time for my dad to get home, and I would always show back up. But you can't do that with children today. If you did that with children today, they would probably, someone would probably have you arrested. But that's just the time periods that has changed. I wouldn't, you know, if I had a small child, I wouldn't do that for nothing, because you would be afraid for that child. And so, you know, and we're just talking about, you know, in a neighborhood or in a place that you live. You know, right now, the things that people are faced with, whether it be in the workplace, whether it be in the schools, whether it be just going out in public, We were out late the other night, and we ate late, and stopped in Kernersville and pulled into the parking lot of one of the grocery stores, and two policemen had a woman arrested for shoplifting, and she started pulling all these groceries out from every pocket that she had. But the point is not to talk about all the crimes in our area, but the point is, there's a lot of things that people are faced with. And the things that I'm faced with, you may not be faced with, but you may be faced with something different. And so you can't necessarily, judge a person in a sense of, you can't necessarily judge, well, this is what you do. And because everybody's faced with something different. We mentioned this past Sunday in the message about how to overcome fear, because there's a lot of fear. And we can be fearful in many ways. We can be fearful of harm. We can be fearful of the what ifs and so on. But this message tonight is just simply about how can I as an individual, you as an individual, how can we face another day even though we're faced with different things and we're faced with different challenges and we're faced with different circumstances and so on. So we want to read a verse tonight, Psalm 118, verse 24. The Bible says, "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Let's pray. Father, thank you for our time together. We do thank you for each one that's here. We lift up the prayer request again that's on our prayer list and the missionaries. We rejoice over the ones that came to know Jesus as their Savior. We pray that you'll help them and strengthen them. We pray for our young people tonight. We pray for those that are facing college and started college. We pray for them. But Lord, we pray that you'll help us tonight. Will you speak to each individual based on the need of each individual? And Lord, we know that your word is what we need. And so we pray that the Holy Spirit will speak to each heart according to your will. And Lord, we ask that you help me tonight. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are blessed in so many ways to be here today. We are all getting older. We are all, you know, we are older than we were this morning. And that's how quick time is going by. But yet we're blessed, and I'm still a believer that life is a gift from God. I don't believe that people today, whether it be in the medical field, with all the things that's taking place, with what people do to their bodies and all the things that are taking place, I'm not sure that everyone holds that view. But I believe that if you're living today, then you're blessed. And especially those that know Christ as their personal Savior. As I've already mentioned, we woke up this morning a little stiffer than when we did when we were younger. We woke up not knowing what today would hold, although we had plans. We had things we had to do. We had places we had to go. But in reality, there was no guarantee that we would do those things. And we can make plans, but yet plans change. Things happen. We woke up today knowing that this was August 20th, 2025. And that's hard to even say, it seems like. It'll be the last time that we see this day. We'll never see it again. We can't go back and redo what we did this morning. But yet we are still truly blessed to be living here today. We can begin thinking what the Lord does for us every day. And we can rejoice over that. If you're saved and you're a child of God, you're truly blessed. If you're saved, you are kept. No need to worry. If you've never been saved and you are breathing, you still have time, and therefore you're blessed. If you own a Bible, you are blessed because you have the Word of God. If you're living, as I mentioned before, you are blessed because I believe God has a purpose for you. We sometimes think the older we get, it would be easy for us to say, well, God can't use me. But yet I believe that God can use every person. And I believe there's a job for every person. It just may be a different season. When I graduated from Trinity back in 2014, I'll sometimes go back and I'll listen to the speaker that was challenging the graduates. And it was up in Indiana, and we went there for my graduation. But he actually said, this was one of the things that he said, and he said, every person is a different season in life. And he gave his own life. He gave his own, he pastored many churches. And at the time, he was president of Trinity Theological Seminary. And at the time, and he said, that's a different season, and God will give you what you need for every season that you had in life, that you have in life. Now he stepped down from, several years later, he stepped down. I keep up with him, but he stepped down from pastoring. He stepped down from being the president, and now he's an evangelist. And he's traveling all over preaching the gospel and seeing people get saved. But the point is, we are blessed because God will bless us in every season of our life, no matter what that is. And when I read this psalm, Psalm 118, I think of it as a psalm of victory, and that's a blessing. So how do you face a day? How do you face a day knowing that you don't know what it will hold? How can we face tomorrow? How can we face next week? How can we face next month? How can we face next year knowing? And sometimes we think, well, there's 365 days in a year, so that's not very long. And then sometimes when I was growing up, I used to think of how long it was. But the older I get, it's really a short period of time. How do we face these things? Well, I want to take this psalm, Psalm 118, and I want to share with you just a few thoughts tonight on how we can face another day. But we have to understand that the most important thing for us to be able to face this day is having a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We cannot take this application as an individual that isn't saved. We have to take this application as someone that knows Christ as their personal Savior, that's been saved, that has that relationship. And, of course, your relationship with the Lord is more important than anything else. It's more important than what you do through the day. It's more important than anything else. But your relationship with the Lord is the most important thing in your life. It's where you are with your relationship with the Lord. But the first thing I want to mention is this. We need to face this day, whatever it may bring, whatever challenges we have, because the Bible says, this is the day. This is the day which the Lord hath made. And it goes on to say, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Well, how can we be glad in a day that we don't know how it holds, and we may get news at any moment about something that happens in our life or something like that? How can we face the challenges through a day? And that is this way. We need to face it with confidence. Confidence. Verse 6 says, and this is where we get our confidence from. Our confidence is not in ourselves, but our confidence is in the Lord. And that's what verse 6 says. Verse 6 says, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? What a question. The psalmist, in a lot of ways, just like us, seemed to have the world against him, seemed to have the devil, and seemed to have people. Those three things were some challenges that we face every day and that the psalmist faced. But yet he says, the Lord is on my side. It's a testimony. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? And that is facing with confidence. Confidence. You know, the world knows and people know when we're weak. I was thinking about it. One of the dentists that I used for many years that I learned from, I started seeing after Darlene and I got married. He actually passed away this, I guess it was last week or so. He passed away. And I was remembering that the dentist would go into your mouth and fix a tooth or whatever it is, and you don't want somebody going into your mouth fixing a tooth saying, "I'm not sure how to do this." That's not very much confidence, is it? But he would always take his little glasses and put them down over his eyes, and he would go in your mouth and fix whatever issue you had with a tooth, and he did it with confidence. Well, that's how we need to live every day, because the Lord's on our side. The Lord's on our side. We face it with confidence. You know, this is the confidence we have and that we need, confidence in the presence of the Lord, because we have that security. I did this once or twice when I was working on my mother's house and working on her roof, you know, and I'm not one of that's very scared of, I'm not one that likes to be up high. I don't like heights, but I was trying to help her, and I was trying to help her with her gutters, and I was up on top of her house, and I got this idea that I would take my truck and I would back it in her yard, and I would tie a rope to the trailer hitch in the bumper. And then I would climb up on the house, because I was on the far side of the house that was very high up in the air. And I would tie this rope around me, and that would give me confidence. And I did that. And then I was on the other side doing what I needed to do, and I realized I left the keys in ignition. That's not very much confidence, is it? Because somebody could jump in it, drive off, and I'm attached. That's not very much confidence, is it? I was trying to have confidence in the rope, but then I realized the confidence went away when I realized I left the keys in ignition. But we don't have to worry about God making a mistake, because He knows what we need. He knows how to apply what we need. And we have the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, that can help us. You see, that's the confidence that we have. So we need to face whatever day it is, whatever time period it is in our life, whatever season it is in our life, we need to face it with confidence. Our confidence is not in ourselves, but our confidence is in the Lord. So that's the first thing we do. The next thing we need to do is face it with courage. The psalmist says in that same verse, "I will not fear." That's facing it with courage. The psalmist didn't say he would not go through challenges. It didn't say he would not go through hard times. It didn't say that he will not suffer, but it says, "I will not fear." That's facing it with courage. He knows that God loves him. He knew that God loves him and loves greater than anything that man can do. Man can do a lot of things. Man can hurt our body, because we see that all the time, the crime rate and all those things. Man could even kill. Man can damage. But man cannot take our inner being and that inner soul. Because when we're saved, the Bible says we're kept. And we'll just be promoted a little earlier. The point is, we can't live this life in fear of the what ifs, and we can't live this life with courage if we're worried about what might happen, because our confidence is in the Lord. So we face it with courage. You know, every day we're in uncharted waters. Every day we're in uncharted waters, and He's there to direct us. And He's there to help us. I was at Lake Norman, first time I ever went to Lake Norman, which is down around the Charlotte area, and I hadn't had my old boat very long, and I was eager to get into some uncharted waters, and I didn't pay attention to the buoys that were out there telling us where the channel was, and me and a friend of mine started out, and I see this man on shore saying no. He was waving his hands, and he was hollering and saying no, and I stopped and I looked, and I was getting ready to hit some rocks. And I was able to stop and then go back and follow that channel. Do you know the Lord can help us that in that way? In our life, He can help us. When we're in uncharted waters and we start going down a road that we don't need to go on, do you know he can redirect us in the path that we need to go? You see, that's the courage that we have in the Lord. Every day we're doing something that we have never done before, even though we have our, what I call our little, traditions, or I don't want to necessarily call them rituals, but you know your routine. You get up and you do certain things and you sit down. You have to read your paper or see the news and drink your coffee, and you do it the same way every morning. Well, we may have those things, but you know, we're still going through a day that's uncharted, and we need His help, and we need to face it with courage. Number three, we need to face it with contentment. Contentment. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. That verse says, be glad in it. That's facing it with contentment. What is contentment? Contentment is just simply what I perceive as resting. Resting in what's in front of us, even though there's challenging. Resting, or satisfaction of mind. Not of the situation, because there's situations that we're going to be going through that we're not fond of, that we're not looking forward to, and those things. But yet our contentment comes because we're in the Lord. That's where our contentment comes. Our contentment is not in the situation, but our contentment is in the Lord because we're one of His children. And as you were growing up, your parents, if you had parents like I did, your parents would do everything that they could to protect you. And there's still parents today that's trying to protect their children, even though their children is grown and have children of their own. They're still going to be willing to protect them any way they can. We face it with contentment because the Lord's on our side. The Bible says in Ephesians 5:20, give thanks to God. And that's just simply contentment. One person said this: the good life exits only when we stop wanting a better one. A good life exits only when we stop wanting a better one. Something else that was said: the itching for things is a virus draining the soul of contentment. The itching for things is a virus draining the soul of contentment. One that is truly content is one that is thankful. That is thankful. Romans chapter 8, verse 28, the Bible says, for we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. So we face it with contentment. Number four, we face it with commitment. Commitment. Verse 27 of that same Psalm says, God is the Lord, which has showed us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horns of the altar. Commitment. I think of commitment. And when I think of commitment, I can't none other but think, and the forefront of commitment is none other than Jesus Christ. Committed to the task that we can be saved. As He walked, as He taught, as He healed, as He changed lives, as He encouraged, as He helped, as He lifted up, He knew His destination was Calvary. As He prayed, He knew that the destination would be Calvary. That's commitment. That's commitment. Nathan Hale was so devoted to our country that he said these words: I regret that I have but one life to lose for my country. That's commitment. So we face every day with commitment. We have one life to live for the Lord. We can't change the past. We can't control the futures. We have scars. We have wounds. We have bad decisions. But we give the Lord what we have left. We can't go back and change what this morning held. We can't go back and make different decisions. But what we can do is go forward with commitment, because we know the Lord is on our side. And then lastly, tonight, we have to face it with purpose. Every person has a purpose. Every person. Yeah, things may be different. And we may be getting older, and we may not do the things we used to be able to do. And our bodies maybe not allow us to do things. We have more aches and pains and all those things. But yet we still need to face every day with purpose. Every one of us has purpose. Verse 17 of Psalm 118 says, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. If you don't think you have any other purpose, we can declare how good God is. We can declare that we have a purpose. We can declare that He's here to help us, and He's helped us. Just simply give a testimony of what God's doing. You know, this generation that's following us, and the ones that are following them, these generations to come, they don't understand what we understand. They don't understand. You know, prayer is such an important thing, but yet you see very few praying. You know, I grew up with certain things that we just did. I mean, we didn't question it. We just did. And we would go to church. We just went to church. And I didn't question. That's just what we did. But yet it's hard to see people, because many people think there's no value in church. As we live this day, we understand that death is simply a gateway to live forever with God's people. We know that. But yet if we're living today, as we live this day, we declare His works. It's not an accident that you are here. It's not an accident that you're still living and that you're still breathing. You have a purpose. You have a purpose. Verse 28 says, the psalmist says, Thou art my God, and I will praise Thee. Thou art my God, and I will exalt Thee. Simply praising the Lord is a purpose that we're here. Praising Him, exalting Him, and when the psalmist says, my God, that makes it personal. That makes it personal. So how do we face another day? We face it with the Lord. No matter what challenges brings, no matter what we face it with the Lord. Let's pray tonight. Father, thank You for the opportunity that we have tonight. We thank You for the help that You give us, the strength that You give us. And Lord, we do face many things, as You know. Our prayer list is full with needs. There's so many that's unspoken that people have on their heart. But Lord, we're grateful that we can call upon You because we have that help. Lord, as You know, we wouldn't even have a prayer list if we didn't believe in prayer. So Father, I pray that You'll help us face another day, no matter what it is. But help us to face it in You. Help us to face it with these things, with the confidence and the courage and the commitment and these things and purpose. Help us, Lord, to face it, because this is the day that You've made. And that's why we can rejoice and be glad in it. So Father, I pray that You'll take Your word and apply it to our heart. And we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.